Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
On Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. My name is Reed Wilkins. Bob Stauffer will be back hosting this show tomorrow. He's traveling with the Oilers today. Brendan Escott on the other side of the window. Don't forget the spectacular federal leaders debate tonight, 5 to 7, and then a post-debate show from 7 to 8. I'm going to make you a guarantee. This will be a top 10 debate to air on 630 CHED this calendar year. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I'm just not a big fan of the leader debates. Maybe I'll listen.
Not for the subject matter necessarily, personally, but for how it's delivered.
You know what they should do? The TV networks should make a Monday Night Football style opening for it. Like, they remember, and Monday Night Football is not what it used to be, right? I mean, when I was a kid growing up in Evansburg, we did not get Monday Night Football. Once the NFL playoffs started, you would get one game a week, usually on ITV, right? And then you'd get the Super Bowl. And then when I moved to Edmonton for university in the early 90s, all of a sudden, you know, now I can watch, well, I could even watch more hockey, you know, I could start watching NBA, NFL, all the stuff that growing up in a rural area with two channels, you didn't get to actually see the games. You'd read about it in the newspaper, Sports Illustrated. So Monday Night Football, I don't even know what they do for the intro for Monday Night Football anymore. And I'm usually on air anyway, right, when the game is on. But when it was Michaels, Gifford, and Deardorff. Are you even old enough to remember those three doing Monday Night Football?
Like, I know who Al Michaels is.
So it had the big music. Who was it that used to do the theme? Hank Williams Jr.?
Yeah.
And then the helmets, the animated helmets, would hit each other and explode. So can't they do something like that for the start of the debate tonight? Probably Anne Murray would sing the song.
Canadian, you know, royalty.
It's going to be a rowdy Monday night debate. Anne Murray singing the song. Either Anne Murray or Honeymoon Suite. One of those two. Okay? Or a duet.
No love for Shania Twain, hey? They got Carrie Underwood doing the Sunday Night Football thing. I can see Shania doing it.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. So anyway, well, here's the thing. We're planning this now on 4 hours' notice. If they should have had this. And then you got all the graphics, and then you have all, like, the leaders' heads floating, and then they all meet in the middle and explode.
I like
and
that.
And then the debate starts.
But it's not a debate. It's like wrestling promos. Like they just come out, and finally,
you just gotta do it in character.
What you gonna do, Shear? Something like that.
So anyway, that would get me more interested in watching the debate. By the way, Oilers Now is presented by Digitex. Don't spend your valuable time meeting with door-to-door sales reps. Your all-in-one convenient location is Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. You can reach out on our River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. The text line is 630-630. Do you have any text you would like to spice into the show here?
Jared has texted the show out of Edmonton to say, Reed, the trapezoid rule makes no sense because you can pull your goalie for a sixth attacker, but the goalie can't play the puck outside the trapezoid? Interesting. That's an interesting point.
I wonder how many people just have an issue with the word trapezoid. But when most of us were done math 30, that was the last time we'd ever think
about
it.
I was going to say, those who struggled in math, like, much like myself.
See, I don't like things that overcomplicate things. Let's just try to talk about it. You can talk about things intelligently, but without using, you know, crazy lingo or something. So it's like, why does it have to be a trapezoid? Could we get a rhombus? Could we get a parallelogram? Isn't that a thing? All right. Appreciate the text to 630-630. The Oilers are 2-0. That's good. We'll see how they do on this road trip. It starts tomorrow against the New York Islanders. It is a 3:30 face-off show here on 630 Ched, and the game will start at 5. Before Saturday's contest against the Los Angeles Kings, Rob Brown and I in Studio 99 on the face-off show had the pleasure of being joined by the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Do we have Wayne here?
Well, we want to talk to you about this year's team and you know, Draisaitl, McDavid, Nugent Hopkins, some of the big guns and where you think they're headed. But, you know, you come to a hockey game for the goals or you come for the fights. And this one of the stories tonight is Sidney Crosby had some fisticuffs with Dubois from the Columbus Blue Jackets. I don't think you did it often, but I think sometimes you had to tell Semenko and everybody else, I got this.
Not very often. So my first fight was really interesting because one of the most prestigious awards in sports is Sports Illustrated Man of the Year. And I remember sitting on the bench and they were announcing this gentleman from SI about Wayne Gretzky and his sportsmanship and how he plays the game fair and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember Mark sort of nudging me saying, this is a pretty big award. This is pretty cool. And I thought, wow, yeah, okay. So I jumped over the boards and I got my picture taken with the trophy. First shift, I remember whatever happened, I'm in a fight and I'm dropped my gloves and I'm fighting Neil Broughton. And I got back to the bench and Dave Semenko said to me, what were you doing? And I said, what do you mean? I know I messed up with Sports Illustrated. He goes, no. He said, I mean, what were you doing fighting? That was a cat fight. So I really never fought again. You know, the game has changed so much. Frustration for athletes are still always there. And a guy like Sidney plays so hard. And when the players play against him, they got to play him hard. And I always say this to people. The players that I disliked the most, the players I hated the most, those are the guys you want on your team. Because those are the guys that do anything to win, right? And I'm sure the guy Sidney fought tonight, he would love to have him on his team. But good for Sidney. He's a consummate pro, and he just plays hard all the time.
Now, I know that you watch a lot of hockey and obviously follow the Oilers. I always want to know who ex-players, ex-great players love to watch. I know that when I was younger, if a game with Wayne was on or a game with Mario was on or Dennis Savard or then eventual Pavel Datsyuk, I stayed on that channel.
Yeah.
Who excites you in the National Hockey League outside of Connor? Because obviously
outside of our team,
yeah. Who excites you? Who do you want to watch?
Well, listen, I think the game is really fortunate. We had such great leadership with guys like John Beliveau and Bobby Orr and Cordie Howe. And they pass it on, guys like Bobby Hull. And it goes down to guys like Guy Lafleur and Bossy and Messier and then Lemieux. And you pass it down, right? And if you look at our game today, guys like Ovechkin and Crosby, Stamkos, now the younger kids like Matthews, Mitch Marner, they're fun to watch, but they're quality people and they're good NHL players. They're more importantly, you can tell, come from great families, and they're great in the community and they're great for our game. I love watching Elias Pettersson play. I think that of all the players that come into the game, and it's hard to compare players. You can't really compare, especially because the game's changed so much. But the one guy that I sit there and say, that guy plays a lot like I do, because he's not the fastest guy, he's not the biggest guy, but he sees the ice like I did, is Pettersson. And I like watching him play. I think he's made his team a better team. And I think that it brings people out of their seats, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day, bringing people out of their seats and winning. And he's done both in a short period of time.
One of the things we were just talking with Andrew Ference about is nowadays it's almost 12 months a year hockey. And everyone thinks you have to have your child playing all the time if they want to go anywhere. And I know that growing up, and I followed your career, you were a fantastic baseball player. Now, are you in the belief that kids now have to make a decision early, or do you believe that kids should play all sports and enjoy them and learn to play and learn things from those sports you can take into hockey?
Well, I think they should play every sport. I think that each and every sport helps eventually the sport that you're going to key on. Some of them might be baseball. Some of them may be hockey. For me, I just had a passion and a love for everything at a young age. I was very rare in a sense that I loved the game of hockey, but come April, I threw my equipment downstairs, and I didn't pick it back up till after Labor Day. And I really felt and had this belief that I was excited to play on a baseball team, play on a lacrosse team, participate in track and field. And all those things helped me become a better hockey player and become the player I became when I made the NHL. So I think there's a possibility that kids burn out at the age of 15. Unfortunately, and this is the hard part, I grew up, we were rich in love. We weren't rich in money. We couldn't afford to skate all summer. And I think the kids worry that they get left behind and parents worry that they're going to get left behind. They're not. You can be a great hockey player. Chris Chelios didn't start playing ice hockey to the age of 14. He played roller hockey until he was 14 years old. And he was a big pain in my butt, but became a great player, and he's a good friend. But he's a great example. You don't have to play all summer and play all winter to become a Stanley Cup champion.
Wayne Gretzky joining us in Studio 99 as we get you ready for the Oilers and the Kings at 8 o'clock. Todd McClellan's back in town tonight coaching the Kings. Both McDavid and Draisaitl this morning, especially Draisaitl, really credited Todd with saying, and it probably applies more to Draisaitl because McDavid's obviously a great player, but right. Todd always said, it's okay for you to be the first star. You know, it's okay for you to go out there and grab it. And to me, I always enjoy those comments and those conversations about that mental side of the game. Rob brings up the word belief all the time, and I'm sure something even for as talented as you were and players you played with as talented as they were, the belief, the confidence can often put you over the top.
I always say this, that to be a great athlete, you got to be selfish, and you got to have and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that you got to just focus on your responsibility and being the best athlete you can be. And I think that we're watching a real maturity that's going on with Leon. Leon's, and not that he wasn't a great player, but Leon's taken his game last year and game one this year to even a higher level. And it's going to make us a better organization because now you have three centermen that are three as good as centermen as in the National Hockey League with Course Connor and Nuge and now Leon if he plays in the middle or plays on the wing. I think that it's good for... I told people that I became the player I became because I practiced every single day against Mark Messier. Because Mark Messier, without a doubt, was the best player I ever played with and one of the top three or four greatest players to ever play the game. So if you practice against that person every single day and that person practices as hard as Mark, you're going to become better. And that's what's going on with our team in a sense that Leon and Connor and Nuge, they're pushing each other. And if the three best players push each other, then the rest of the team feeds off of that. And so, as you know, Brownie, playing in Pittsburgh, and you have guys like Mario, guys like Paul Coffey on that team, they push each other to become better, and you see it, and you watch it, and then you don't want to be the last guy on the ice in practice. You don't want to be the first guy off the ice in practice. It's a little thing, but it goes a long way. And that all started here. We were very lucky in our organization with guys like Lee Fogel and guys like Kevin Lowe, guys like Colin Campbell, and they just it was infectious and went through our hockey club and made us all better players.
We just talked about belief and confidence, and I think if there's any sport that you need confidence in, it shows is the game of golf. And when you lose confidence in the game of golf, all of a sudden you go from Tiger Woods' greatest ever to he struggled.
Right.
Your son-in-law is one of the greatest golfers in the world. I've always wanted to ask you, do you play with Dustin? Do you go out on, do you follow him around when he goes, when he's in majors? Are you at some of those tournaments?
Yeah, we are. We're there in a different capacity. We're there as babysitters, grandparents, which is fine because, you know, you got to be selfish, and I mean that in a good way. And everybody around him, that athlete, has to understand that. When I played the night before a game, I went to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and everybody understood that, whether I had family in town or my wife or kids. And that's the way it is with Dustin. You know, the grand boys, we take on that responsibility. But, you know, I'm there more in a sense that we have a relationship that's family, and that's wonderful. I don't tell him how to play golf. He was a great golfer before I got to know him. But I will say this. My wife is really a mentor for him in that she's so positive, and he'll be seven shots behind on Sunday morning, and I know the phone's ringing, it's Dustin, because she'll say, you're the only guy that can win today. You can come back. So she's such a positive energy for him. But you know what? Most importantly, our grandchildren are healthy. He's a tremendous young man. I love watching him play golf. We have a ball playing golf with him. He loves the game. I'll tell you a great story. He lost the U.S. Open. And it was devastating for all of us, and more devastating for him. And then next day, we were in Idaho, and he had come up for 3 weeks with the kids. He played 21 straight days with all of us, a bunch of hackers, a bunch of misfits. And I remember saying on the 20th day, the day before he's leaving, I said, I'll tell you one thing. You're going to win the U.S. Open, and it'll be shortly. If I would have lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, I'm not going to get up and go play pickup hockey with a bunch of my friends. It's just not going to happen, right? So that's his love and passion for the sport. And that's what, and I tell this to kids all the time. You can't tell kids to go practice. You can't say put in hours. You got to have a love for the game, as you know. You got to have a passion for it. And if you have that, you're going to go the extra mile and put in more work and more effort. Listen, it's the greatest game in the world, and everything I have in my life is because of the game of hockey, the people I've met, the memories I have. It really is worth all the effort. It's so spectacular.
Wayne, thanks for dropping by. And just to wrap up, I mean, you mentioned the three great players on the team, and, you know, there's been some pretty good players on the team in recent history, but it hasn't translated into a lot of successes. You know, 12 of 13 out of the playoffs, another new GM and another new coach this year. You know, fans are frustrated. They want to get back to where your group of players were. Why do you think Holland and Tippett are going to have the formula? How can they write a different story here for the team?
Well, listen, first and foremost is experience. Kenny is proven to be one of the great general managers of the National Hockey League. He had a great deal of success. And it starts at the top. And Kenny really has a focus of, all right, we want to be competitive now, but we're not going to trade away all our youth to be just to make the playoffs. This is today to win and to be good for the next 10, 15 years like he did in Detroit. And you can see that by the kids that have gone down to the minors. It hasn't been that they're not good enough to play here, but go down there. There's no pressure. Learn your craft. When you're ready, we're going to bring you here, and you're going to play 22, 23 minutes a game instead of playing 6 minutes a night, not playing the next game, and then being sent down. So there's some stability as far as that goes. David's track record speaks for itself. Any team he's ever gone to, he's made the playoffs the first year. There's a structure to his game and style. And most importantly, you got a player like Connor. He's so special, so unique. Connor can win so many games on his own. And then the other thing is, and I mean this sincerely, and I hadn't seen this in so many years, Mike Smith the other night gave us so much energy from the goaltending position that I've never seen that before. And I remember sitting there with my wife saying, wow, this is so unique. he was bringing people out of their seats every time the puck went near him. Like, what's he going to do next? Created the too many men on the ice. And then, most importantly, he stopped the puck. So we got this energy from the goaltending position that I've never seen before. So, listen, at the end of the day, they're all good people. They all work hard, and I really hope it translates into success for this organization. The people here and the fans, as you know, are as good or better than anywhere in North America, and it's exciting for all of us. We're all tired of not being in the playoffs. I want to go to some playoff games. I love St. Louis. I'm tired of going to St. Louis Blue games. It'd be nice to go some more of their playoff games.
Really interesting chat with Wayne Gretzky, talking about the current state of the team, a little bit of golf, a little bit of...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Fighting. That was a really good conversation with Wayne. We'll take a quick timeout. Reed Wilkins in for Bob Stauffer on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hey, make sure to go down and see the gang at Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin. Come be a part of the small town atmosphere and let them prove why cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge is an 8-time President's Diamond Award winner for customer satisfaction. Give them a call, 1-877-477-3673, or visit Brent Ridge Ford, or visit BrentRidge.com. BrentRidge.com. Reed Wilkins in for Bob Stauffer on Oilers Now. So again, we've covered a lot on the Oilers. We've talked about trapezoids and rhombuses. Actually, I think the plural of rhombus would be rhombi.
Correct.
And we've also, of course, touched on music. There it is. Are we ready for some football? Well, we will be. But we're mostly talking hockey, and we will continue to do so after the news.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.